Listener warning, everything about this podcast is offensive and often stupid.
Live from the Midwest Gaming Classic, it's a beer it's a beer anticipation episode of Guys, Gays, and Beer!
Yeah! Okay, before we get started with the show tonight, we have a show beer that Noob and Noobette bought on their recent trip to Florida. What do we got here, guys?
It is the Contra Republic. Jeez, can't talk.
Key lime wheat.
Oh, why does that not sound good? I think I'm going to regret this.
I don't know.
I'm going to regret this. It's key lime wheat.
It was the only brewery in that area where we could get a Florida beer. There's other breweries down there, but they just weren't selling in the area where you're staying. And it was $10 all for a six pack.
Here we go. Let's try it, guys. Right.
It smells sweet.
Okay, I'm just saying this is almost like a vice.
Ooh, it is a vice.
What did you say?
It almost tastes like a vice. Like
I'm getting banana. Banana off of
this. Very close.
Sweet. You can get my banana off this.
And I know from brewing
that it's usually a bad sign. When it smells like banana.
Good.
This
okay.
is not,
it's not bad here.
All right.
I like it.
All right. Well, I'm going to disagree with you guys, but let's see a show of thumbs.
I think it's pretty good.
Yes. I think it's pretty good.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I'm going to try this.
Don't like it.
Yeah, it's not a bad beer. I'm
not
the biggest fan of wheat
beers. I'm a big Downs. Okay,
all right,
we have a big show tonight, so you have to get us going.
Now, have you ever poured rubbing alcohol on a cotton ball and then just sucked it? Just sucked it? Yeah, that's what that tastes like. That's really what I'm getting. That's the flavor I'm getting here.
I think it's pretty good.
So, what are we talking about tonight, Rob?
Not tonight, Larry. We got a huge show. Damn it, Drunken Larry. You're out of control, man. You're a wild man.
Okay.
All right. Tonight we're going to talk about the favorite thing you either saw or bought at MGC, because I really do like to buy stuff in the vending hall, and I also like to see the strange stuff going on in this place.
And so
I'm part of the strange stuff that goes on in this place. I understand that fully.
You are the strange stuff going on in this place.
All right. So why don't we start with the Nooblies, who are really, really hungry and might start biting us.
That'd be her. I'm good.
I haven't eaten since breakfast.
Okay, so what did you see or buy that was so cool?
Mine was neither of those. I dressed up for the cosplay contest this year, and freaking out, man, I got first place this year, finally. So
you earned that first place. So look at our Facebook page for pictures. She nailed it.
I dressed up as Rogue from X-Men and everything, like the old style from the comics and arcade games and everything, so...
Again, check the Facebook page. She literally nailed the costume.
Still riding that high.
You earned that first place all the way. All right, so, Noob.
I haven't bought anything yet.
No, you did. You bought me something.
I bought you something? Beer?
Oh. I bet you bought her something else.
Oh, yeah, I did buy stuff, yes. I was in the doghouse.
Yeah, you were.
So, I had... I don't want to talk about it. It's okay.
Well, do you need to talk about this?
No, I'm good. Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to go down the Larry path and be like, well, first now you guys don't want to hear about it. All right.
You're doing a great job.
But, all right, so I got in the doghouse, so great start. So I had to sneak off real fast and get to the vendor hall so I could pick up two stuffed animals.
There were just any stuffed animals.
They were Pokemon stuffed animals. They were Eevee and Amora. I hope I'm saying that name right.
Yep.
Travis, am I saying it right?
Amora.
Yeah? Okay, thanks, man.
Yeah, he referred to the expert over there.
I know, I was going to say that, and I thought I shouldn't.
Who, what?
Thanks. He said Sodom and Gomorrah.
But yeah, so that's what I bought thus far.
So far.
Nothing for me yet.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to keep going down the line. I'm going to have you pop up to the front here. All right. Introduce yourself and tell us where. Oh, well, we know who you're wearing. You're wearing that big T-shirt that says Pie Factory Podcast.
Website on the back.
Oh, wait. Let people see your website. All right, good. Now say your website.
PieFactoryPodcast.com.
So, what have you seen or what are you looking for here? Or what have you bought?
I didn't really buy much of any. I did buy a Sega Sports Pad for my Sega Master System.
Ooh, nice call.
And actually, I prearranged that trade with somebody else on Atari Age. So that was nice. But the most awesome thing I saw was across the hall at the Galloping Ghost, the Beavis and Butthead arcade game.
Hell no.
Right across the hall.
Literally right across the hall.
Literally across the hall.
And I did not see the Beavis and Butthead.
It wasn't working.
It wasn't working this morning, okay. But it was working.
It was a box with absolutely nothing in it.
Exactly. So they got it up and running.
That is crazy.
I know. We got to go see
that. Yeah, we're going to have to check that out.
Apparently, Atari made 12 of them. And it never got out of prototype because that was the time they were bought by Midway. And Midway was like, if we didn't develop it, we're shelving it. Suck it, Atari. So that's why it was never released. And quite honestly, it was one of the best games I've ever played.
So it's an excellent
game.
You did get some pictures of it? You put it on your website?
I put it on the website. Okay, so it's on our Facebook page.
If you guys want to see...
Oh, it's not on the website. It is on the Facebook page.
Go to their Facebook page to check out pictures. It is kind of a rarity, so kind of cool to see it up and running.
And this is, I think, the first one that's actually ever going to be actually in an arcade at a physical location. Because after here, it is going to be on the floor permanently at Galloping Ghost of Brookfield, Illinois.
Okay. And if you have been to Galloping Ghost, one of the best arcades around.
Right. According to Guinness, the largest one in the world.
Is it not largest?
Last year they named it the largest arcade in the world.
Dang.
And it's gotten bigger since. Yes.
All right. Sweet. All right. You take that one back. You're next.
I'm next.
You are next, evidently, because
I believe we have a little more Pie Factory podcast coming up.
Those people back there.
Yeah, you should actually face the camera and let.
Hi, camera.
All right, see camera. All right. So all right. Go ahead.
All right. So I guess.
You get that mic now. So, what have you seen, bought, what?
What have I seen, bought?
Or what? Yeah.
It's a hard decision because one of the most awesome things I ever saw was Drunk Larry.
Oh, suck up. Just suck up there.
He is relatively cheap.
Yeah, he is.
That is true. Okay.
I haven't purchased him yet.
Drunk Larry for a podcast on a budget.
Podcast on a budget, that's the best kind.
You know, actually Drunk Larry was going to be played by Bobcat Goldthwait. And unfortunately, we lost him last minute before the show started.
Well, what are you going
to
do?
So, I know, right?
I kind of have to agree
with him. DeVito turned you down, too?
He's better, I think.
I have to agree with that guy who likes to interrupt people. That, yeah, Beavis and Butthead is a pretty awesome game, and I can't wait to just Bogart the thing at Galloping Ghost Arcade. And best thing I bought, the only thing I bought, too. Well, actually, no. So
have you played it?
I've played it. We both played it. It is
we
awesome.
Played it.
Yes.
I tried to play it. Two-player mode.
And literally, the other player slapped my hand.
Oh!
It was literally.
Was that you?
they went, wham! And I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to do two-player with you, you know? It's not I'm going to take your deal, you know?
Larry, now, wait a minute. Did you rub them?
No, I'm just like, hey.
There was no inappropriate touching, you sure? No inappropriate touching.
I just went for the start button, and literally, wham, this hand came out. It was.
For those of you who have never seen this podcast before, this is what I spent a lot of my damn time doing. Mike, whoa, wait, is Larry over there? No. What the hell, people? Can you walk up to the mic?
Damn it, Bobby.
Okay.
The most awesome thing
damn it, Bobby.
I bought two things today. The awesome thing was a Atari 2600 homebrew cart called Explosive Diarrhea.
Oh, yes!
I know damn well. I'm going to go home tonight. My wife's going to say, you bought that fucking Explosive Diarrhea.
Okay, guys, Pack Rat Games. Sweet store, amazing stuff. He has got Explosive Diarrhea. No, he doesn't have it, but he has the cartridge available for your Atari 2600.
Where are they located?
They are currently located right next door to us. Right, but they are also located here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Pack Rat Games. They are a brilliant company. Look them up.
They also have Vatrex games, and they're awesome.
And we can put a link to them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Odyssey 2.
And Odyssey 2.
And Odyssey 2 as well. All right. There, that went better.
Okay, so, All right, I will take that back from you. We're gonna have another podcast up. So we have some more buds here in the podcasting world. This is kind of like old home week for us. You are with
Overdrive Reality.
And tell us a little bit. Give us your website first.
OverdriveReality.com.
All that's right. Simple. That's simple. Okay, so nice. What have you seen here this weekend?
I've been looking forward to for weeks and the Nintendo PlayStation. Oh. That's all I came to see.
That's it. That's the whole
reason
I'm here. But
okay. I'm going to say,
this
wow.
This week when the Midwest Game Classic posted on Facebook that it's going to be here, I was like, dude, I just watched the Gaming Historian last week. A couple weeks ago, he posted about this. And we had a Mortal Kombat Tournament 2 in our room, and I was standing outside, and the guy was talking to me about, he's like, hey, you got a radio voice. I'm like, I'm actually a monster truck announcer, so that's why. And then he was like,
could you do a monster truck announcement for us? Yeah, yeah, no, could you do us on?
No, wait, take guys, games, and beer.
Yeah, do a monster truck. Yeah, I want to hear this.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, who's ready for guys, games, and beers.net?
Okay, that was pretty fucking awesome.
Like it, nice job.
Very good. Okay, keep going, though. Sorry about
and
that.
And I'm standing next, I'm standing out there talking to the guy, and his buddy's like, do you have any idea who you're standing next to? I'm like, no. He's like, that's the guy that owns the Nintendo PlayStation that just played in your tournament right now.
Oh.
I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. I was like, that was pretty cool.
Were you like mind blown?
I was mind blown. And interesting to me, it's incredible because I never thought anything like this would exist. And I'm like, oh, now you're just standing right next to me hanging out. And he's like, can I get a picture with you? I'm like, why me? You're the big deal here this weekend. And the one thing that I spent money on, I spent $250 on a Sega Genesis brand new in the box today.
Ooh, way to go.
That is a good call.
Sega Genesis 1.
Oh, yeah. No,
heck yeah.
Yeah, you've seen our collection over here. Good call.
Sonic the Hedgehog, nerd for life. So
I
want to thank you guys for having me, and you guys are going to be on our show tomorrow.
Yeah,
awesome.
We will pop up tomorrow. All right.
Thanks for coming on.
We got one more podcast I'm going to bring up here right now. Gentlemen. What's the next podcast?
Hey, what's going on,
bro? Hey.
So
these guys have been drinking our beer all freaking weekend. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So seeing as you're drinking, you've drank the beer. Now you need to earn that beer. So
great. No, I'm Nick.
You are with. Give your podcast story.
The name of the podcast is Settle It on the Screen. I'm here. I'm Nick. This is Glenn. We also do it with Mike Soroka. We have no idea. We lost him. Our other co-host. I have no idea.
Oh, just kind of wandered away.
We have no idea.
We have this problem.
Yeah. No, it happens.
Yeah. We have this problem all the time.
Yes.
He started drinking and he
it was quick. It was 5 minutes after our show. We did a live show about an hour ago that Rob was on. Pretty much he was gone after
before,
which is fine, whatever. But.
I was like a deer in headlights, by the way.
Fine. Well, we kind of were accosting people, and that's just kind of the way we do stuff. It's like, oh, hey, you! You want to be on the show, which is a rhetorical question.
What you mean is just you're inappropriately touching them.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all accosting,
inappropriate touching, same
it's the
difference.
Same thing. All
right. So, Rob, I noticed you were touching that other person over there. What's that about?
All right. Ah! One more time. Give the website of your podcast.
It's Settle It on the Screen is the name of the podcast.
Okay.
We broadcast every other Friday night on Twin Galaxies Live.
Twin Galaxies. Yep, we have friends on Twin Galaxies.
Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Yeah.
No, but
I was not going to bring that up.
We have our own
friend.
You're
not a friend of.
Oh,
that goes with the territory. Yeah, unfortunately, kind of it's friends and enemies. Yeah.
Feelings hurt.
Yeah, feelings hurt. Feelings
not
hurt.
Easy. I didn't
All right, continue. So,
no, it's like I said, every other Friday, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. But the website. We also have Settle It on the Screen Twitch channel also. So.
Oh, awesome!
Like tonight, we were doing it on our Twitch channel. They were rebroadcasting on Twin Galaxies, but we also do other stuff by ourselves.
So all your stuff is live.
Yeah, we like to do pretty much everything live. Tonight was live,
which is really pretty brave.
It was.
You are brave. Oh, around here with this group, that's dangerous.
Yeah, I hate live. Yeah, live is we thrive on it mainly, which is
I gotta tell them the story about the first episode.
Okay, I don't even know.
Like all the Skype technologies that Twin Galaxies bought and paid for was like a prototype.
It did,
you know?
They paid for it.
So like they're like, test this out on your show for like your first show, like coming back, and like you guys have been doing this for like 10 years, and then
non-live. We did non-live for like the first non-live. 5 years of the show, and then they're like, "We're gonna do it live and just go for it." Like,
right?
Okay.
And then, we did it live, and then it was my first show doing it ever.
Yes.
And this is like total deer in the headlights. Like their Skype prototype didn't work.
not even remote.
What?
I couldn't get connected with you and
we still have this current problem every other Friday.
Yeah.
And then we couldn't get connected. And then we had to do the podcast where I did the first 45 minutes.
By yourself, right?
Yeah, by myself.
I forgot about that.
And I had no world record announcements to make because Mike had them all and he would flash them up on the screen. So, yeah, I had to do the first 45 minutes. And then you guys came in just pretty much to say goodbye.
I'm pretty sure there's days that each person on our podcast wishes they could do 45 minutes alone.
Yeah,
Larry actually does get to do 45 minutes alone sometimes.
I'm going to get back on topic, though. So, what is the thing you've looked for, seen, bought, or done here that's really above everything else?
We have the same opinion.
We really do, because we independent. We both talk to each other about it. And you saw it. Oh.
All right, so what did you see? So
it's the Spectre Files, I believe. It's one of the prototype games across the way at Galloping Ghost.
Oh, I'm not seeing it.
How are we not seeing somebody who's right across the street?
Because
and we have visited.
Like, we're working here. All right, yeah, continue.
The Beavis and Butt is mad at them. Like,
no, Beavis and Butt is cool too, cool. But the Spectre Files is what it is. It's kind of like Dragon's Lair. It's a video game.
Yeah.
Like a video
Laserdisc
game. Laserdisc game. It was a Laserdisc game that was fully shot and everything because it was shot on 16mm. It's like a campy 80s horror movie, like a choose your own adventure thing.
Ooh.
But because of the Laserdisc technology, it was a terrible design. So they just scrapped it completely. So they met up with the original maker of it and put it together, so whatever it finishes. But they have a prototype of it over there, and it's just, if you love 80s campy horror, it's like the best game
ever. Oh my god,
ever.
I'm so interested.
Okay,
in this thing.
I'm going to have to go to the arcade specifically to play that game.
Yeah, we're gonna have to check that out
it's
tomorrow.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really cool.
All right.
We're on that.
All right, gentlemen, one more time, your website.
Twitch. It's a Twitch page. Just settle it on the screen.
And you can also find you on
every other Friday on TwinGalaxiesLive.com.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
And thanks.
Let's see who we're gonna take.
Wait.
This. We're gonna take Matt. Next.
Come on.
Wait.
No.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Hold on, Matt.
No. You're next.
You're next.
So he's okay. So we've been doing this for 4 years. He's been doing this forever.
I feel like we should clap every time someone.
My name is Brandon, also known as the Deaf Guy. Shameless plug. I'm the regional manager for Game Center in Kentucky. You can find our stores all over the state. Come visit us.
How's the weather in Kentucky?
80 degrees, and I drove into this.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, we are so sorry about that. Okay.
But it was worth it.
What have you seen or what has been your big find this weekend?
My big find and one of the greatest things I've seen personally for myself was I was able to find a test system for the PS2 that I purchased for myself. And there is a huge... Oh, yes, Travis. And there he goes. Here we go. Okay, go ahead and get it.
Keep going. Come on.
It's like you like trip the trigger.
And the cool thing is, my 17-year-old daughter had one before me, so she beat you too.
Nice.
Oh.
And she has a very huge collection of games for it, all of which, like she does to me, I'm going to take from her.
So the cool thing about the PS2 test system is that it's non-region locked.
It's non-region locked.
Burn disc on it. Also,
yes, you can.
Not that anybody here would ever do that.
Oh, no. None of us would ever do that.
No.
You can do homebrews and stuff.
You can do homebrews, exactly.
Yes.
It's an open system, and that's why.
This is very open.
Very nice.
And some of the best games for it are all PAL region. Well, since I'm very good friends with the vendor, I paid $200 for it.
Oh, God, that's a steal.
Guess how much I paid for mine.
Yeah, I know what you paid for yours. Go ahead.
What did you pay?
75.
Oh, wow. Travis has got this talent.
Did you?
I find things for nothing.
He really is.
Travis, everybody.
Were you wearing knee pads at the time?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Matt, you're up next. Where do we lose Matt to?
Thanks.
All right, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
I barely know you. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Matt. I've been around.
Oh, yeah, you have been around, Matt.
Sometimes.
I'd probably know you better.
Oh, did that, wasn't it?
Well, that was an uncomfortable moment.
Yeah, it was for everyone involved,
right,
I think.
All right. Yeah, me too. I'm gonna
so.
Okay, so what did you find?
I found an Xbox, which I've wanted for a really long time because it was another one of those systems where, you know, I was around the teenager age and wanted one but never got one. So I got one and I picked up both of the Knights of the Old Republic games for it.
Nice.
So
nice.
Pretty excited to go home and just play that forever.
Yeah, that's it. You're done. He's done.
That's it. Well, at least for the next like 40 hours of gameplay time that I have in my schedule coming up.
I do want to have a really short discussion with you about something.
Okay.
I think all gamers in here can understand this feeling. We ran into each other a lot on the shopping floor.
Yeah.
How many times should you greet your friends on the shopping floor when you're obviously going in different directions?
Once.
We greeted each other about three times before we just said, screw it. We can't do it anymore.
Oh, it's you again. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah.
No. You greet them once, and then if you see them, you sneak up and slap their ass.
Well, that was the next few times. So I think we did do it right.
I am very aggressive.
He is very aggressive. That's true.
He is an aggressive man.
Smack him in the ass.
That is a good find. Yeah. That was a good find. All right, Travis, you're up next.
Okay. So Midwest Gaming Classic this year, there are two types of people who shop at the vendor hall. All the people who line up, wait for it to open in the first minute. And then there are people like me who are vultures and wait till Sunday. And then they're like, oh, hey, I don't want to bring all this stuff home. I will cut you a deal. So the only thing I picked up today was I was supposed to pick up a Genesis because mine had a broken headphone jack on the front. And I ended up meeting with somebody on Craigslist who is selling a copy Gen 1 Genesis as well as Zombies Ate My Neighbors for and their asking price was $45, which was reasonable. Yeah, that's a good price.
The cartridge alone's worth $45.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to go pick this up. I need it for the show. It was a 2-hour drive. So I left the show here while we were setting up. I was like, I have to go get this because, you know, it's a good deal. And I was on my way there. I texting the guy back and forth. We're finding out where we're going to meet. He has the cartridge. He has the Genesis. It's been sitting for a month. I thought maybe he sold it, but he was very responsive. Awesome. And on my way there, he's like, I mentioned I was going to be in Milwaukee all weekend, and that's where I was coming from. He's like, oh, I'll be in Milwaukee tomorrow. We can meet up. I'm like, great. And then I text him out of nowhere. He's like, you're not having to go by the Midwest Gaming Classic, are you? And he's like, yeah, totally. I'm a total arcade collector. And I was like, oh, that's convenient. So he ended up meeting me here today, so I didn't have to drive 4 hours. And I was going to give him $50 because, again, I didn't have change. And I was like, here, you know, I was going to spend more on gas anyway. I gave him $50, and he's like, no, I'll just take it for $40. And I was like, are you serious? And I'm like, no, you don't have to. Yeah, I was like, no, you don't have to. And I was like, yeah, no, I'll just take $40. And I got Genesis cables and Zombies Ate My Neighbors for $40. So not a bad deal today. So
no, that's an awesome deal.
Very happy with the crowd here, and I will definitely be on the vendor floor tomorrow. So
awesome.
Okay, so you're looking for those pickup deals. All right. Okay, let's see who's next. Forrest, you're next. All right. So Forrest. Okay. So first of all.
Bowers Game Corner.
Bowers Game Corner. We review board games. Blah blah blah.
Give you your website.
We got a YouTube channel. Bowers Game Corner.
YouTube channel.
Bowers Game Corner. It's at YouTube.
He does amazing game.
All right. Since he won't do it himself.
Yeah. We gotta talk about it.
He is linked prominently on our website at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. You can see it right there on our YouTube station. We also have a link to his station because we love him.
It's okay.
And
it's okay.
He has amazing game reviews.
So, obviously, I'm going to talk about a board game. The thing I bought, though, is I bought a Batman cape for my 3-year-old son. It's amazing! It's silk!
You're like, oh, yes.
I didn't see that yet. You got to show that to me.
It's pretty good. It's got a cape. But I did try. Yes, it does.
A cowl. It's not a mask.
I did try a game today, and I tried out Roller Coaster Tycoon, the board game. It is absolute horseshit. It is terrible. It's got a broken system, but that was what I was very excited about because I got a chance to try it. It's got 3D components, so it looks amazing when you look at it. There's like roller coasters on the board. You're like, oh, what is that? But it's actually pretty terrible.
Oh.
So I bought a Batman cape. I tried a terrible game. But I've had a great time playing games. And the one thing I did try, Oculus Rift, there's a couple guys who are doing some really three-dimensional stuff they're hoping to get on Steam, where they're trying to do a Skyrim-esque role-playing game with, it's incredible. But the thing is, they're one of the first people there because it's really a race right now. Who can get out one of the first RPGs on the...
And not just a rigged one.
Yeah, a real RPG. Right.
And they're working on it. It was spectacular. I was stacking crates and I was knocking stuff over. I saw a little kid who did not have the thing strapped onto his hand and he just threw the controller at the wall. But that's how realistic it was that he was throwing things at the wall. $100. Yeah, components. But yes, fantastic.
Yeah.
So virtual reality board games, MGC, loving it.
All right. Okay, let's see. Let's go ahead and take Ryan. Why don't you come here, Ryan? Yeah, stop drinking your beer. God. Hurry up, Ryan. Come on.
He gets really angry.
He does. I know. I didn't have to put the beer down. I said stop drinking it for a moment. All right. So, Ryan,
What have you seen and what are you looking forward to? Have you seen anything?
I have only seen this room. All of my purchasing is going to happen tomorrow. But I'll probably be looking for something for my ColecoVision or Intellivision.
They do
just see what's out there. Yeah.
There is, again, check out Pack Rat Games next door.
Yep.
You didn't even hit the pinball.
No, I hit this room and haven't left. This room and the bathroom are about.
Okay,
I have plenty of time tomorrow to do it.
Right
don't feel bad at all. No, this is a lot of fun. Actually, watching people play the Oculus Rift is fun to watch people sit in front of these devices, look around, play the games. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have been packed this weekend. I mean,
oh yeah,
it's amazing how many people are.
Little kids, adults, everything.
Yeah,
being in front of them, it's a lot of fun.
Cool. All right, Tyler, you're up.
By the way, if you would like to volunteer for Guys Games and Beer, it's volunteer at Guys Games.
All right, so I actually didn't get too much game-wise this year. I was looking around, didn't see anything specific I wanted. I did pick up Soul Reaver for $5. It was a good deal. I was like, hell yeah, because I apparently lost my copy somehow. And I got Left 4 Dead 2. Okay, yeah. I got Left 4 Dead 2 for Xbox 360 because I was just reading they added it to backwards compatibility for Xbox One. So I'll probably start playing that again. And the other thing is I have a problem, and I started buying more figurines for Star Wars because I can't stop.
Yeah, you need to stop, though. I mean, he's no longer buying main characters. He's buying, like
random droids in Jabba's Palace and things. I have a problem.
He's kind of taking it to the next level.
That reminds me of getting the boss action figure. The guy that is in, like, exactly 30 seconds of any film ever.
And, yeah, exactly. And that's the kind of thing.
The droid was in it for like 10 seconds, but I
know,
wanted
but
it.
I've got to have that droid.
I need to buy more shelves too now. Shit.
I know. You'll never have enough shelves. All right.
What's the name of the red droid in Star Wars?
All right. So, Jonah, you're next. You Jonah, and then Jonah, just you. Of course.
Are you
a team? All right, wait
we're
a minute.
A
evidently,
come here.
Joey, evidently you're a package. Okay.
It's a team ever.
So it's evidently he's a package.
No, I want to talk to you too because I've known you guys for a little while.
No, you haven't.
Just a little while.
Yeah, you're not my real dad.
Like birth.
Oh, this is good. This is good. Oh,
yeah. I'm not even saying anything this time.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What? Keep going.
I don't know.
For once.
Oh. Ooh. Okay.
Continue, please.
All right, so what was your favorite thing? Or thing you purchased or saw?
Well, I want to start off with what we wanted to see. Last year we played a lot of this game called Killer Queen.
Oh, God.
And we really wanted to see it here, but sadly it wasn't here.
We looked at
that
everywhere.
That was the Joust.
It was like the Joust game, right?
Joust game, yeah.
I heard
big
that was
thing,
really
4v4. Yeah, it was great.
That was
but
amazing.
It wasn't here. We really haven't checked out a lot of the rooms and stuff, so we want to go check out the HTC Vibe. That's somewhere upstairs.
In our old room.
Yeah.
We just totally told somebody that wasn't here.
Wait, you didn't?
You
did?
I thought it wasn't here.
That's here.
It's here.
Is it here?
Yeah, it's here.
Oh, yeah, I realize it's
here. Yeah, across from my room.
Oh, you're across?
Yeah.
I think it's my room because I have the word reality in it.
Okay.
But it's not my room.
Oh.
All right, good to know.
Oops.
Bad information.
Correction.
That never happens on Guys Games and Beer. No.
Let's do a correction. There is an HTC Vive here, evidently.
Did you correct that?
We were in error earlier. Evidently, there is an HTC Vive up on the first floor, across from where we used to be located in the hotel. So, yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
Sorry. Continue.
We didn't really pick up anything. A lot of things were a little bit pricey here, but some things more than others. Yeah. I need both.
He's a soft talker.
But what's it? What was it called? I picked up a cloud poster for like $20.
That thing
which
was
good. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty big too. That's what she said.
Oh, he is my son.
You do realize your mom will eventually watch this episode.
Yeah, but
okay?
she'll laugh.
Okay,
it'll be fine.
Laugh,
it'll
okay?
be fine.
I was just gonna put it out there.
It'll be fine.
Would really be inappropriate as if I said that to your mom.
You also realize his mom's going to watch this episode.
Yeah, I did marry her.
Okay.
I don't know about that guy, but his is like, well, she wants the best boy possible, so. You know.
What?
Okay, Larry. All right.
Drunken Larry, stage one.
Stage three.
What sense did that make?
Let's get back on track here, okay?
That's pretty.
We're going down a creepy rabbit hole.
All right. That's it.
Phrasing, Tom. Freaking phrasing.
Okay.
That's all I had to say. I don't know if you want to say anything. Contribute to the conversation.
You literally got to the vendor hall before everyone else this morning.
I did line up, and then when they finally let me through, when I was waiting for them to drop the rope, I had to sit by two complete nutheads singing the whole time. So I had to put earphones in, and they were still singing and whistling the whole time. Drove me crazy. But Jonah and I did end up winning the Halo 4 champion or tournament.
Good
over
job.
There. First place. Yes.
Representing G2B, everyone.
Yay! Clap.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Pretty much.
Pretty cool. All
right, that is pretty cool, actually.
Who else is getting there? Right.
Mel? Oh, yeah, gotta come up. Mel.
Really?
Mel. Come on.
We'd like our secretary to come up.
You could have just.
Oh, Larry. Are you skipping Larry?
Really, Larry?
Thank you. Yeah, she's the werewolf, evidently. All right, come here.
I got nothing to say.
Oh, Mel.
Have you not seen anything
invaluable
anything?
To this weekend?
The one thing I wanted was too much money.
Okay, wow. Well, tell people what it was and how much it was.
I'm going to mispronounce it again. Dokapon Kingdom.
Yes. Ooh, and it's a good call in the game. It's, you got it wanted for the Wii, right?
Yeah.
How much was it?
One, we found two.
Yeah.
One was $120, one was $90.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That is way too much. You are correct.
I want to mention that is not actually, it's the vendor hall this year, I've heard some people complaining about pricing like that. It's kind of a mixed bag. There are some really good prices to be had in the vendor hall still. There's also some very eBay-ish prices. Yeah.
I'm not complaining. Oh, wait. I'm not complaining. It's just out of my price range. No, that's all.
And it also depends. I heard a lot of haggling on the floor. And if you're willing to haggle, you probably can do a little better. You can probably.
Haggling. I like a posted price. I like to go, how much is that? Oh, that's this much. Good.
What?
I got that.
You don't like games?
All right.
No. Haggling is a game.
No, it's not.
It's a game.
No, it's work. I do enough work already. I don't need to haggle.
But before Mel takes off, I just want to thank her for all the work that she put in for all this, you know?
She has worked way too hard this weekend.
That is so not true. Everyone in GTP has worked really hard. So,
well, you know, you are an extra, and we appreciate even more.
Earlier today.
Wow, nice job, guys. Nice job.
I know. Earlier today, Rob goes, I like that we have like an office department. And it's. We have office supplies.
All right.
Before
Chris does this, he's been supplying us with all sorts of delicious beer all this weekend long. Thank you. So, Chris, what have you seen?
Well, being the keymaster of MGC, I saw no wait ticket lines this year.
Yeah!
The first year ever.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was. Vendors were coming up to me and saying, dude, we've had a constant stream of people all day. And I'm like, you're welcome?
No, you are. So for those of you who aren't familiar with MGC, it gets so busy here. When they open first thing Saturday morning, I used to have to wait 30 minutes to an hour to get my badge, okay? This morning, literally no wait ticket lines. We had people here. It was 10 o'clock. They opened literally right away.
Yeah.
People were in the vendor line. People were right down here. There was no wait. Everybody was boom, 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 boom right through. That's never happened in my entire time of doing this. It's really amazing.
Dan and Gary came to me a couple months ago and they said, we want you to run our ticketing. And I said, oh, great, because I already have a map laid out for how it should be. I said,
that is pretty dirty.
It's been in the back of my head for a couple months. And so, so I said, this is how we should do it. And then I woke up today and I'm like, take a shower, have some breakfast. I walked downstairs and I'm like, no, that's all wrong. We have to change it.
Oh, you're kidding.
So I changed it. We started a little late, but we knocked everybody into the place by 10 o'clock. It was really good.
It was perfect. I mean, absolutely flawless.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you. And thank you for, again, the guys have been missed all sorts of amazing beers all weekend long. So
I get a lot of beer at work, my real job.
Herding cats or herding geeks? Which is tougher?
Ooh, that's a good call.
Nerds. Considering everyone watching this is a geek, I'm going to go with cats.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay. So we still got a few more people to go yet. We're almost done. All right. Guys, back there. You coming up?
Come on.
So these are some G2B and MGC veterans. So we definitely have to get them on camera. So this is our big winner from last year at our contest.
The only thing I've ever won in my life.
And it was, you won some really cool stuff. I did. Won the Box of Awesome last year. Okay, so
also got us out of trouble with the cops. Thanks.
Yeah, by the way, we really do appreciate that. Okay. Okay, so introduce yourself.
I am Misty.
Joe.
And you guys aren't with the podcast. They're just
We're just here.
Yeah.
Friends having a good time.
Okay. Two episodes ago they were on. There's time delay.
Okay.
Don't want to disconvert.
Okay.
Okay.
Were they actually? You were two episodes. Okay.
According
to
this, yes, it was two. Yeah.
All right. So, what have you seen? What are you looking for? Have you found something? Bought something yet?
Yes, I did. Like Travis, I like to wait until Sunday to get the most for my money, but today I did get Kid Icarus, which on for the NES, and I have been looking. It was the only one that I don't have for my collection.
Childhood favorite game.
And I wish I had kept all my friggin' notebooks. It had all the codes.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I had them. You know what I mean? So yeah, but we've had a good time.
Good.
This is the best.
We are G2B. We drink a lot. We have a good time with it. And how about you?
You know, I didn't buy anything for myself. I just bought the game. I hooked her up on Kid Icarus. Right.
Actually, these days have to save up for that.
Yeah, thank you.
I know. Okay.
Yeah. How much did you guys come into the channel? 20.
Oh, you got a steal.
$20?
Yeah.
You got a good deal.
Holy crap!
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, that was not bad at all.
There were a few copies out there. That was the cheapest one. We literally checked every table and then went back.
Yeah, $20
that
a good
actually
call.
Makes me want to buy it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I think the one we saw that was the most was $30.
Yeah.
That had the book with it, you know? So, yeah.
I was really expecting a higher price.
Yeah, I was too, because it's a great game.
It
really is a great game. Yeah. All right, I think we are coming down to the end here.
We have Larry.
Of course we do. No, we're going to do Drunken Larry. We'd not miss Drunken Larry. Come on. All right, Larry, come here. Come on, Larry. 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 Larry.
So, this is a video game convention.
Really?
Yeah, true enough.
Come here, Larry. I love you. I just freaking love you.
I feel like that will come clearer when I talk about how I purchased all these really great board games today. So, Windy City, which is
everybody knows Chicago, Windy City Gaming.
Yes. They have decided to.
I don't know the website exactly, but it is Windy.
It's actually Windy Gaming.
Windy Gaming. Okay, I'm sorry, Windy Gaming, but they are out of Chicago. Amazing.
Nerd pack.
Yeah. Windy Gaming.
And
amazing selection.
I don't even know they've decided to change up their store. And so they're getting out of it. They're getting out of the board game, and they're just going to focus on the video game.
Yeah.
Fine. So they're blowing their stock out.
Oh, nice.
So I found a few games from Mayfair Games, and $10 a piece for these games. Normally go for about $40. Was able. So there were deals to be had.
There were deals to be had.
Normally these go for about 35, 40 when you go to a normal game store.
Most game conventions.
Right, exactly. And so, and the one, it's funny. Now, this one was only $6. And
$6.
And what sold me on it is the guy goes, you can play that solo, right?
It does say right on
the... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so... Harken back to one of our earlier episodes about what is a true game against the board. This is a game against the board. You can play two player. If you play two player, it's going to be cooperative. If otherwise, you're playing one player against the board. So I thought, that would be good. Not because, I got a lot of great friends, but they're not always around. So, and I still want to play games. So. There we go.
All right, good finds. Very good finds. All right. So, Rob, we should probably wrap this up and take this episode out.
I believe we should, but I do want to say one more PSA before we wrap
Please
this
do.
Up for the night. When you are sitting in line, when you are looking at a game, please, if you want to reference the price of the game, do not stand in front of the games. Check your cell phone. That is wrong. You step away from the games and check the freaking cell phone. I don't know how many times lines are held up.
Today.
People are just sitting there. Oh, I got bad signal. Look it. Please, just be respectful of other gamers. Get out of the way if you're looking something up. You can get back. That's ridiculous. All right.
Okay, so now, two things more we have to do. So we have to talk about a very special friend. Bring it in here, guys. Travis.
Me?
Yeah, you. All right. Me? Yeah, what did we have this weekend that was extra special?
Well, besides that beer that
Talk about the beer.
Okay. Yes. So our buddy, Ken, has been very, very kind. He brewed us 10 gallons of beer and brought it down all the way from Minnesota. And we happened to polish that off in an entire one evening.
It was going to be the show beer tonight.
It was going
to
be.
It didn't make it to tonight.
We're supposed to name a beer that doesn't exist. We're supposed to name it on our show.
No, we're going to name it anyways. Okay?
Larry cannot name the IPA because it is vulgar and disgusting.
I do want to say that we will mention Larry's name.
All right. We'll mention it, but cover your ears if you're sensitive.
Okay, let's start with what Rob wants to call the IPA first.
I think Drunken Gamer IPA sounds like a real winner to me.
All right, so, guys, Drunken Gamer IPA, for those of you who didn't taste it, it doesn't matter, but how about the rest of you?
I don't know. Man.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a very generic name. That's generic.
We're going to be hoes because you know.
Yeah, Larry's name's gonna win, you know. Okay.
Larry, could you bring
up
your name?
So wait, not yet. Alright. Larry, what did you think the IPA should be called?
Okay, so the IPA was not a strong IPA.
Not very hoppy.
It not super hoppy. In fact,
but it was delicious.
A lot of the people who don't like hops went, "Oh, I like this IPA."
Yes.
You know, and it's like, and I love hoppy IPAs, and I went, "Yeah, you know, it's good, but it's just not hop." And in fact, I was talking to Ken the brewer, and he goes, "Yeah, I'm a little disappointed." You know, he wanted it with a little more bite.
I know.
A little harder.
All right, so
I decided to call it Soft Tits IPA.
All right. Okay, guys, the name Soft Tits.
Some people like Soft Tits.
All right. Ken, I'm so sorry. Your IPA is now called Soft Tits IPA.
Don't let guys games of beer name your stuff.
All right, okay. But we also had a red, and Kelsey came up with the name for the red. I'm kind of good with this because it was a little on the sweet side. So this was a red ale, and she came up with G2B Juice.
Yeah, I like that one.
G2 Juice? She called it G2B Juice.
I was good with it.
Right. G2B Juice for a red? Show of thumbs? Okay. Kelsey,
our naming conventions are not great.
Yeah, well, come on. We're drunk.
Let's stick to drinking.
Okay.
Beer,
all right. Let's do that. I'm good with that. All right. So, Ken, thank you so much for all the beers you brewed. They were amazing.
Everybody loved it.
Literally, we went through 10 gallons last night of your beer. That's how good it was. All right.
That was excellent.
All right. Rob, take us out.
All right. I think we've learned a lot in this episode of Guys Games of Beer. We've learned things like, we probably shouldn't have, 20 people on an episode.
We did 37 last year. This is pretty good.
We're getting better.
This is a lot smoother than last year.
We're still only at minute 43. We're fine.
We are good, actually. That's pretty good.
Bonus.
Yeah, I'm good with that. All right. And what else have we learned, Rob? Don't let Larry name beer.
We learned that there's really a reason why we record this with a shotgun mic, because nobody can remember to handle the actual mic when they're talking. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that.
Number three, never ever let Guys Games and Beer name your freaking beer. That is probably not the best idea on earth.
I don't know, I feel like winning.
And one more thing. Thank you very much for watching episode 200 of Guys Games and
Beer. 200 episodes! Bring it up, guys! Yo! God, we've been doing this for fucking ever.
You can go to www.guysgamesandbeer.net. On Facebook, we get free game giveaways, all sorts of crazy stuff going on. You can talk to the guys directly because we are always on Facebook because we're losers and we're lonely. Oh, wait,
true,
sorry, wrong character.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
Rob,
yeah,
that
yeah.
Wasn't
all right,
me. All right. G2B Rob, because we're awesome.
normally on Periscope. That's Periscope, you can actually talk to us.
.com/guysgamesandbeer. On Periscope, it is www.periscope.com/guysgamesandbeer. You get the idea
on all this?
There's one place where this doesn't happen. It's on Twitter where we're at guysgamesandbeer. I really...
Guys, games, beer. No and. No and.
Give me another drink.
Yeah, have another beer, Rob.
I do it every freaking week and I get it wrong. All right, well, just for the sake of old times.
Hey,
it's been a long time.
Oh, he's got the pose.
Thanks for watching.
Yes! Goodbye, everybody!
Good call.
Yeah.